Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Love Truth Ministry Show. I am your host, Kim Williams of LoveTruthMinistry.com. I would like to take this time to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this blessing and opportunity. I thank my listening audience for taking the time to listen to my show. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for this platform. Thank you all for listening. Again, this is Kim Williams of Love Truth Show. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Today's show, we continue with What God Loves Means to Me. Over the past week, we see God love in so many ways through his people as they help and assist the victims of Hurricane Harvey down in Texas and now in Louisiana with the terrible flood. So I'd like to say thanks to all the people around the world who sent their prayers, their love, their financial blessing, goods and services, and those who's right on hand to aid them and rescue them, the civilians who volunteer to the emergency personnel from federal, state, local, rescue workers, people who took their own private boats to help people. That's by being that God's love shining through you towards your sisters and brothers in the world. The sisters and brothers in humanity and those who's in Christ Jesus, your sisters and brothers who's in Christ Jesus. That's one way we share and demonstrate God's love and show that we have God's love in our heart. By helping one another, where race, gender, religion is not an issue at that time, because you think about life, could be your life on the line, and you took your time out to rescue somebody. You realize there's a need. So hopefully during this time, those who's into hatred or racial hatred, hopefully your eyes and your heart open up and realize that you might have been rescued by somebody you hate, and you realize they show you love. Or maybe at a time you rescued somebody you said you didn't like, and you realize that something in you is reflecting God's love. So every day in your everyday life, past that storm, you have to share God's love. You can't hate your neighbor regardless of their race, their religion, their background, operate in God's love. I'd like y'all to take a moment just to pause and reflect on what God loves mean to you. Then I want you to think about the people down in Texas and Louisiana, what they went through, and how love was shown to them. Then you can go back to the people back in several years ago during Hurricane Katrina and think about those folks and what they went through. Then put your own self in that shoe. Or maybe you was in that shoe, and you can think about how the help that came your way. And if you've never been in that shoe, just think about it. If you was in that shoe, wouldn't you want help? Wouldn't you want somebody to show you love? And wouldn't you want to see God's love shown to you and your family? So as you pause and meditate on that, I'm going to read a scripture from Matthew 22:37-39. Now, as you meditate on it, breathe in through your mouth and breathe out through your nose. Do it several times. And you can close your eyes or stand up and do a stretch or just sit there and just think about it. If you got pictures around you, look at your family, your mom, your dad, your sisters and brother, niece and nephew. Maybe somebody walking past you. Just think about that love. Just think about that person. Whether you like that person, just think about it. Just think about even somebody might get on your nerve where you want them in that situation. Just think about love. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. So think about it. At all the commandments, love is what God says. Love him first. Do you love? Second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself. Everybody on this planet is your neighbor. Whether they live next door to you, your co-worker, your friend, whoever, in another country, another city, operate in God love. When everybody get on one accord, love is powerful. It can change the environment that you're in, the society you're in, the place you work, the community you live in. If more and more people operate in the perfect gift, love. You know, we got it. We say, what you sow is what you reap. So you sow love, you should reap love. You plant a seed, you plant that seed to grow. Whether the seed turn into a tomato or your young lady pregnant and the God had blessed you to have a child and that child 9 months coming to the world. That child expects love. As you expect love back from that child. So just think about that. Love. I think not only during that week you see so many people reflecting and showing love, but every day, people are helping people, whether they're nurses or doctors, showing love. That's God love. My sister went to Chicago with my brother who's fighting and battling with cancer. And she showed love. She went with him. He could have been by himself, but having somebody with him for that first trip there to see those doctors for the first time, make a difference in someone's life. It make a difference. Now, my brother's not the easiest person to get along with, but trust and believe, family is family and it's love. And he appreciates my sister going with him. So that's love. So, and God love to us, but God loves me to me. I'm going to share this story with you. First, you know, God so loved the world, he sent his only. Only begotten son. That's powerful. He set by the time into this room for us. And we as born again believe we know it's God and Jesus is one. God came out of eternity, the spiritual realm, stepping into this natural realm, clothed in humanity, in the flesh. Because I heard a minister say it, he would clothe humanity, but he didn't come in the flesh. No, the Bible said he came in the flesh. I believe in the word of God. He came among us, but he was sinless. He didn't commit sin. Perfect love. He demonstrated what God love is. He didn't judge us. He came into this realm to show us how to communicate. He came to fulfill the prophecy of the word that he is the living word. When he stood in front of leaders back in the day, ancient time, he was telling them, I'm right here, who you're praying to, who you claim that you believe in. I'm in the flesh. I'm sure some mama saw something, but they so busy with worrying about how they look to the public. You know, they want to be popular, forgetting that they're in front of God. So they deny themselves. What do they say? Gain the whole world and lose your soul. I said, that's a bad choice. But Nicodemus came at night and asked how he can be born again, and Jesus told him. So he came at night. He didn't want nobody to see him, really. Come at night. People would do that. So I'm going to share this story. Before I stop the first job, I'm going to show you. Just go back with Nicodemus. Now I get to work on this job for the state. Had nasty people working around. You know, as a born-again believer, and you come in saying, praise the Lord, God bless you, have a good day. Everybody don't want to hear, praise the Lord, good morning, have a good day. Some people really want to have a miserable day. So you come in at work, and you cheerful, and you happy, and you praise God, and you pray to God before you left the house, before you went to work, before you got in your car, before I leave out my car. As I'm walking down to myself, I'm praying. I'm grateful, I'm thankful. First of all, that he's my God. I'm grateful and thankful that I had that particular job at that time. I'm grateful and thankful what God would have me do while I'm at the place working. And the people I'm working around, hoping and praying to be the light of the world that God called us to be, the salt of the world. So with that in mind, you would have people give you a hard time, that I had, but then they came and nobody's around to ask me to pray for them. And they did more than one time. But that's God love. I remember one time I said, when God, I was working on the post. I said, I'm not gonna talk to nobody about you. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to minister to nobody. I'm not going to lift them up in prayer. I'm just going to mind my business. I'm just going to sit here and do what I got to do, which I was doing my job no matter what. But somebody came across my post, and they asked me for prayer. And like I said, that was only God. Matter of fact, the person asked me for prayer, and they asked me, and I think I did the Lord prayer, the sinner prayer with them. So that was just God. I was going to be like, no, I'm not going to. I'm keep on doing what I'm doing. I'm not going to ask if they know the Lord or not. But God, I felt his presence, and I know soon where the guy had approached me, that was God telling me, no, I want you to do this. So I continue. But this is the first story I wanted to share with you was, back quite a while, back in the 80s sometime, I was sitting, no, last year, this particular time was in the 90s. When I was working on this particular job, and I was early 90s or late 90s. But anyway, I was sitting, because I had worked 3-11 shift. So I was resting, and I pop up, and my mama birds was in my windowsill, like a red robin or something. Like tripping at the window, and I was like, that was interesting. But some reason I got up, it was like I went into prayer. I'm not gonna say some reason, I think the Holy Spirit just woke me up, and I was like, God, I believe in you, but there's some people don't believe in you. Some people don't believe that Jesus Christ and you is one, but I know you don't want me to perish. So I'm coming to you, and I'm asking you, who is you? Who is Jesus? It's the Bible, the truth, because there's people that say that the word of God is not true. There's people that say you don't have to go to church to fellowship and know you. And the whole, you know, I had a whole conversation with God. I said, well, you know what, God? I know you hear me, and I believe you're going to answer my prayer, because I know you're a living, loving God. You're going to give me my answer. I ain't saying you're going to give me an answer like that, you know, but I said, I believe in you when I share. And I said, well, I appreciate it that you will come to me in a vision or a dream. So I lay down, then I was still ready. I said, but God, can you let me know right now? I said, no, because I know. I did this prayer like 7 days. It may not have been a complete 7 days, but I said, I'm going to do this prayer every day, this particular prayer. And I always gave my life to Jesus. But I was sitting there, and I was thinking, and I was sitting, and I was getting ready to ask him some more questions, like, you know, like, rushing, like going like right now, but I said, I believe you're going to answer them, let it be. So I went back to sleep. And then I started having, I was having visions and dreams prior to that, not understanding exactly all I was seeing, but I was having visions and dreams, and it came to pay. Maybe something, may have been a loved one, then something came to pass exactly how God showed me it was going to come to pass. I know some of y'all might get spooky because some of y'all don't believe in dreams and visions, and or you're just thinking it's just something that you ate something and you woke up from a nightmare and just things doesn't exist. But we are spiritual beings. We got things going on in our lives that we see and don't see. And some things you truly don't want to see, what's going on, that God's taking care on your behalf. And I used to say, I want to see everything, but God has shown me some things. And then I'll be wake up like, oh, okay, I should ask for that. But I still be asking sometimes. I try to be careful exactly how I ask. Your God will answer your prayer. I'm sure God answers so many prayers. Some of y'all don't realize, just sit back, meditate, ask how many times a certain particular prayer would answer about him, about anything, and it came, you might even realize, you might have forgot about that particular prayer you might have asked. It would answer and you move on. But also I have a vision, God just showing me, and I'm popping out. I'm like, oh my God. I ran to my mother's room, and I was like, I think she was doing some work, and I said, nah, you won't believe this. I just had an encounter with God. I know, and I was like on fire for the Lord. I'm like, there's no doubt about it. I know Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they are one. And I was just smiling and saying, okay, she's looking at me. And I'm like, I'm into heaven. So during that time, week after week, it was just going on and on. I'm like, this Bible is the real deal. It's the Word of God. When I went to church, I realized, when I actually joined the church during that time, and I realized when I went down, actually not so much when I went down, when I went to my first disciple class, it was exactly how God was showing me who was teaching it. I never saw the person before, except for maybe he was the pastor, associate pastor. But in the classroom, even people was in the classroom, I ain't never seen no people before. And I'm like, oh, my God, God answered prayers. And I was like, you couldn't tell me nothing. I mean, can you imagine God talking to you and showing you something to reveal itself to you? And I've told people this so many times. Sometimes people have a problem with somebody trying to share something, young and old, doesn't matter what age. You think you find to, like you're forcing something on them. You're trying to tell them God for real. They say the Bible is scary, so they don't want to open. It's only scary if you're not living his will, because you live his will. The Bible got a lot of stuff that's good and bad in this Bible. But everything show you lessons that man went through and how if they listened to God, they wouldn't have had those problems. But being disobedient, some of the problems that came upon man and the promise of eternal life. So this book, for all who believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, believe in Jesus Christ as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has eternal life. No man can stand in front of God by himself. You may can talk, but eternal life, God said, made it clear, is only through the blood sacrifice of his Son, the precious name of God, Jesus Christ, the Word of God. And so I was like, yes, okay. I was going to church, and I'm studying the Word. And yes, I'm reading the Word. I'm only reading before I read the book of Acts. I might have, I used to read, maybe start with Genesis, and I go to Psalm 23 and try to read the Bible of God, trying to get to your Word, understand, trying to pronounce all the different names. But once I asked that God that question, everything started to open up even more to me. It's different than just, okay, you believe in God, and then you go ahead with your routine, whatever you're doing, and, they do the prayer. I believe grew up in the Christian home knowing Jesus Christ. But when you get into the Word, it changed your life. When you actually ask God, it's a relationship, not just walking around, yeah, I believe in God, And you may sing a song at church and you go ahead. But when you have that connection, that personal relationship, it blows your mind. The things God would do for you and do through you. Now, it's not always an easy, perfect road. Because don't forget, God came in the flesh. And everything he went through, he went to Calvary for us. So you know there was no easy day. Even though he's God. But at that moment, he was man. On the cross, who died for our sin. Perfect person, the way he wants us to be. When God sees us, because we're covered by the blood of Jesus, our sins are forgiven. He sees his Son. And so that just makes me just shout. That's love. True, living love. Like my ministry, love, truth, ministry. Jesus is love. He is the truth and the light. And his walk on this earth with a ministry to all of us. He ministered to us how to live. He ministered how to act when everything and everyone tried to come upon him and hatred. He showed you how the enemy works. But he is God. Even from the cross, he said, Father, please forgive them, for they know not what they do. They know not what they do. So, and that's true. They know not what they do. They don't realize. Some of them, so, like I said, they blind because they're so into their own way, realize what they truly doing. And this is not a great opportunity to have eternal life. But life here, my God will show you things, real things to you. But it's our job and our responsibility to listen, be obedient, and follow through. You know, God can say, yeah, I've been driving, then you hear it say, don't go this way, then you go that way, then something happened. Or I say you leave a pot on the stove, so you go upstairs, you forget to get a pot, but something nudges you, the Holy Spirit, and you go to here, oh, got a pot on the stove on. And you say, I turn the pot off. Then you start smelling the pot on the stove. And you know, hold on a minute, I just told me to go and check on that stove, but I didn't check on it. Or something told me to go and check my car lights. But I got all my lights. I knew I clicked the button. I locked my car up. Or I know I did this and this and that. But it came to your mind, but God could hold the sword, brought it back. Hey, you need to check this. Or you can be reading the Bible and something come to you for you to read or to study or to go. So God love is powerful. What God love means to me. It means hope. It means peace. It means joy. The simple fact that he sent his only begotten son. The simple fact that he came in the flesh for me. The simple fact that I have eternal life. The simple fact, no matter what's going on in this world, whether we like it or dislike it, he's here with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. God is real. So I would say to y'all, just think about everything that you thought was hard and God made it easy. Think about the things you thought God wasn't there, then reflect back and how God answered a prayer that you might have forgot about it. Just look around, just kind of think, what was it I prayed for? And I move on to something else. Maybe you left it on that, you know, give it to God and let it go. And you believe him for it, then it happened, but you forgot it didn't even happen because you went to something else. You know, once something happened, you know, your issues are constantly pour on you. One thing after another. So a prayer of an answer in the midst of another storm came your way. Or another storm came your way. But another prayer was answered. Another prayer was answered. And you wasn't able to realize all the different prayers that was answered could lead you into another series of storms. Whether the storm is man-made, something we created for ourselves, or something that was engineered by the devil. And the devil is for real, for those who don't believe it. He's right real. I said God came in the flesh for us. The devil come in the flesh every day too, trying to steal, kill, and destroy. So we got to operate in love to rebuke it. That's why you had the spirit man and you had the flesh man. We constantly in battle with one another. But the spirit man got to live for God. We have to control our flesh and make it do the will of the Father. God's grace is powerful. Reflect on God's grace. Think about your sons and daughters if you had children. And what a blessing they are. Just think about all the different incidents that happened when they were little. While they were children, did everything you asked them to do, or they were children, just look at you and say, yeah, right. Just think about it. And think about what did you do to cause X, Y, Z to happen? And what that you know that God intervenes so it can go a certain way without the heartache and pain. Remember Psalms 119, verse 105, thy word, which we know is Jesus, is the lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Jesus is the word, he is the light. So please remember that. So for anybody on this phone or on this call, listen to this Blog Talk Radio. If you have not asked Jesus into your heart, and you know he's real, talk to him. Don't take my word. I hope you take my word, but if you have a problem, take a man's word. Because, you know, man have a problem lying, just go. You think they lie about every single thing? Then go into your secret closet within yourself and say, God, I want to know you. Are you for real? The creator of me. Who are you? How do I have peace? How do I have eternal life? Speak to him. Don't be afraid to speak to him. If that's to speak to him while you're in the land of living, then leave this earth and you have not asked Jesus Christ into your life. You will live, but you will not be living in the kingdom of God. You will be living with the devil in hell, and in hell was not created for man. It was created for the devil, Lucifer, and the fallen angels. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I'm going to read it again, Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whosoever believes in him, believes in Jesus, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Again, thank you for listening to the Love Truth Ministry Show. You can learn more about me by going to www.lovetruthministry.com. Also, I have a free gift. Please sign up for it. It's free. If you sign up whenever you plan on travel, it will save you 85-90% of the time. But once you have it, it's yours for a lifetime. Go to www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. Again, you can go to www.myvortex365.com/purpose-driven-travel-1. You also can find it on my Love Truth page, www.lovetruthministry.com. It's on the left-hand side, scroll down, see the vortex, and you have to have an account. So you got to scroll down first. Put your name, email address in, just carry the password, no symbols, hit the orange button. Then they're going to say, you click the orange button, you can say graduation in, but you have to go to your email, confirm it, and then you have it saved in your hotel call window. Cruises, you can get a nice saving. That's going to be a bigger saving because cruise line control, they have their pricing. But if you're also interested in a business opportunity, email me at lovetruth.williams88@gmail.com. lovetruth.williams88@gmail.com. Thank you for joining me today on What God Loves Means to Me. I hope it was a blessing to y'all. Please come next week. We will have another at 1 o'clock again, What God Loves Means to Me. Also, tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock for 15 minutes, I'm doing prayer for Hurricane Harvey victims, as well as children going back to school. God bless you all in Jesus' holy name. Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall, we must rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus is standing by arms wide open to receive you into his kingdom. Once you receive him, once you ask him into your heart, your sins are forgiven. Doesn't mean be perfect, because you want to walk away from sin. But once you ask him into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, your sins are forgiven. Have a blessed day. Again, this is Kim Williams, a Love Truth Ministry Show.